This piece was brought to you by TechServe, TechServe.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Opinion.
If home brewing was as easy as using a French press, maybe more folks would try it. That's what Josh Riley and his team at Ruckus Fermentation are hoping for. They can turn your OJ into a boozy cocktail right on your kitchen counter in 24 hours with their fermentation system called the Bootlegger Bottle. Chris Kuzme and Mary Izette, fermentation aficionados, had Josh on their show Ferment About It last month and talked to him about the Bootlegger Bottle.
Me and a crazy scientist both graduated from the University of Idaho, and he was developing the original fermentation technology for ethanol, and I told him he was crazy. He doesn't want to burn alcohol. He wants to be in the consumption market. And so we started working on a business plan to use that same technology in beer, wine, and other alcoholic beverage applications. And we've been working on the project for about 2 years now.
Ruckus Fermentation developed the Bootlegger Bottle using what they are calling nanoform yeast. Basically, they make gel beads of yeast or clumps of yeast using alginate, which is a seaweed extract. Folks have been fermenting in cups since ancient Egypt, so in that regard, Ruckus Fermentation isn't doing anything new. But what they have done is create a system that is easy and relatively cheap to use and reuse. The Bootlegger Bottle is a 1.5-quart airtight container with a perforated attachment that contains the nanoform yeast. After a 20-hour fermentation period, it can be washed with included star sand sandy packets that kill bacteria and neutralize flavor. While this bottle is compact and easy to use, Josh Riley claims that his nanoform yeast can actually accelerate fermentation. He said Ruckus Fermentation encapsulated the yeast that Sawtooth Brewery uses for their beer in Ketchum, Idaho, for 6 months and had positive results. Josh explains what happened.
All we did was we just took his yeast through this process and encapsulated it, and then gave it back to him and said, here, ferment away, and cut down his primary. In his secondary fermentation, he was cutting down his troop levels, 75%. So he's overall increasing his 30-gallon batches by, he's throwing out an additional three gallons that wasn't going to waste.
Saving time and beer is a point of interest for anyone in the brewing industry. Jake Gardner is a Cicerone, which is like a sommelier equivalent of a beer specialist. He brews for Hogshead Brewery in Denver, Colorado. They specialize in English cask-conditioned real ale and produce about 500 barrels a year for Denver and Boulder only. Jake said, quote, if they can actually cut my primary fermentation time in half and not change the flavor of my beer, then I want nanoform yeast. But at what cost? This stuff is either A, so groundbreaking that it's underground and people don't know much about it, or B, it's a homebrew gimmick. I just don't understand why they're selling 50 beads to you and not 5,000 beads to me, end quote. Jake brings up some good points. When yeast is introduced into a sugary substance where it eats sugar, grows, and creates alcohol and CO2, there's a lot of flavor creation. Specifically, fruity notes are formed in this phase. Brewers call those notes esters. Does nanoform prevent the yeast from experiencing that type of growth? Will an alcoholic beverage using nanoform yeast lack major qualities that free yeast procures? Jake also said, quote, encapsulating the yeast is like putting a person in a bubble. Yeast has been cultured to live in a certain environment, and I can't imagine they would behave the same way encapsulated and alginate, end quote. Essentially, this fermentation system is cool and interesting, but there are a lot of questions to be answered about how it actually affects the process. Maybe it's not going to yield the same craft beers that some really talented individuals are producing out there, but the Bootlegger Bottle does seem to enable home users to get creative in a simple and clean way. And maybe it's the gateway brew kit for amateur beer and winemakers. It's available for pre-order with shipment promises of soon. To hear more about the Bootlegger Bottle, check out Chris and Mary's show, Ferment About It. Brews away. This is Trig Brown reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.